see.
Hey, welcome everybody to another episode of I Heard That with your host, Tawana B, and co-host RC the Trackaholic. But warning, you do not want to play this damn show around your nappy-headed ass kids. Yeah, I said it, your nappy-headed ass kids. Because they might hear something about your trifling ass business. Uh-huh. This is the show that loves the gossip, ain't nobody and nothing off limits. So grab your ham hocks and your collard greens and enjoy the show. I heard that.
Yo, 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 yo. And we are back with another episode of I Heard That. And you know who I am. I'm the Controversy Queen, and you are?
RC the Trackaholic in the building straight from the sideshow. Don't be coming over to my
Okay,
shit.
Well, go ahead.
You wanna go outside?
We can go outside. It's up with me.
Do so, nigga.
He's Schessler, home of the investors. Well, anyway, we got something special for you guys today. We're cross potting.
Yeah, that's what you call it. Cross pot.
We're cross potting.
Yep.
So we got you guys over here. Please introduce yourself. Let these people know who you are, so our people can know who you are now that they know who I am.
Yeah.
Hey, y'all know who I am. I'm Barry White, Toxic King. My beautiful co-host.
And I am the confidence coach, Coach B. How y'all doing tonight?
We doing wonderful. I guess it is nighttime, huh?
Nah, I mean, yeah.
It's 7 o'clock. It's still light out here, though.
What time it is over there?
See, it's about 8.
It's almost 10 o'clock.
40. Oh, damn. It's almost 10. Oh, okay. So you got 3 hours ahead.
Yeah, 3 hours ahead. And
right.
We are here. How's everything been going up with you guys over there? I'm loving the show. I'm loving what you guys are doing.
Great show, by the way, you guys. Hey, man, shout out to y'all.
Yes. Yeah. Shout out.
Thank you. We appreciate it.
Thank you, guys. Shout out to you guys as well. Thank y'all for having us on y'all show. Everything is going real good over here.
Ditto. Thank you for having
real
me
toxic.
On your show.
Real toxic.
I like that. I like real some toxic, toxic shit.
Hey, y'all be talking shit, too.
I like some toxic shit. I love you, a good old toxic nigga. Toxic niggas had the best dick.
Oh,
toxic word. And ugly niggas.
Toxic niggas had the best dick.
Yes, most definitely.
Wow.
Yes. Just like I was telling you last week, don't nobody want to get done dirty by no ugly nigga. That hurts your soul. Okay? You got to be fine. You know, ugly nigga hurts your heart.
Wait. So if they ugly.
Yes. What?
And nobody
want to
get done dirty by my ugly.
Hell no!
I like you.
Your ugly ass. I done brought you around the family.
Ugly and do us dirty.
Exactly.
Hey, I got the perfect question. Have you ever been done by ugly nigga? Have you ever been done by ugly nigga? Have you ever been done by ugly chick?
I'm gonna go first. Let me go first.
Okay.
Yes. And I'm going to say this, and I love you, but I'm going to say your name.
Whoa.
My baby daddy, my oldest one. But I love you. He's an amazing man.
Wait, but you know what? My baby daddy ain't ugly, but I've been done by ugly nigga. And he was really ugly after he did me dirty when I hit him with that car. So I fucked his face up some more. So he really ugly. You're even uglier for the next bitch. You know, maybe that's how they get ugly. Maybe you should be fine. Make them real ugly for the next one. Most definitely.
I'm trying to think.
Right.
An ugly chick.
Yeah, I mean, I think like high school, maybe. Yeah, like
it better been.
long time ago.
Long time ago.
I got done dirty. Like just found out she was dinking the whole basketball team.
I'm trying to think about the question.
You had the question.
I know two ugly ones. How was the question?
She said, two ugly ones.
Have you ever been done dirty by ugly chick?
By ugly chick.
Hey, if you ain't never been done dirty, does that mean you're ugly?
No. Give me a definition. What's done dirty?
Anything.
I mean, cheated on, dumped.
That wasn't acceptable.
Ghosted you.
I ain't gonna date no ugly chick.
She said she know two ugly chicks already. Come on now.
I definitely know one. It was a no, and you knew better.
Well, I'm going to say.
It was a no, and you knew better.
I don't know whether she was prettier back in the day, but it was a no.
Ooh, I'm saying no, I ain't never been done bad by one.
She
no
said, was she prettier okay, back in the day? She ugly? Just got ugly as the time went by.
Yeah. No,
maybe she was pretty back in the day and she just grew ugly. She's a mess.
It's immediately no. It's immediately
that
no.
That sounds personal.
Wait.
It did sound a little salty.
It's a no for you? Is it no for you, Barry? You just mess with all dimes, huh? Just going around dumping everybody.
Nah. I'm not going to say they all dimes, but I asked what.
I'm about to say, you got some nickels in your pocket. Hey, I know you do.
You got some brown brothers in your pocket.
You said, have they hurt my feelings? Nah, I ain't going to let them get to that point.
Dig that.
Well, I didn't get to that point.
Dig that. Now tell me this real quick.
What you mean, huh? You ain't never seen my feelings hurt, player. I don't even get down like that.
I ain't say nothing.
Well, you make my head look like you Jeezy over here. Like,
I ain't say nothing. Okay.
Oh, that's
funny. Y'all know B acts hard like he don't get his feelings hurt.
Right.
He be in his feelings though sometimes.
I'm a great actor.
Y'all know how y'all men do. Be acting like y'all feelings gonna be hurt. Y'all real live be in y'all feelings.
I'ma hurt your feelings real bad. You do me dirty, I'ma fuck your dad.
See.
To make you my stepson.
And your granddaddy too.
Yes, get your granddaddy first because he got all the money. He got the AARP.
But listen, we gonna kill him with this one and your son too. Don't play with us.
Come on.
Don't play with us.
Okay. I get the whole generation.
Like somebody go like who gonna care?
They gonna care when I'm coming to the barbecue.
Keep it in the family. Who cares? Like y'all said something like y'all ain't got no sisters and cousins and a mama.
I guarantee you
if I hit your mama right. No.
If you hit my mama, we gonna split the money. Believe that.
My father would.
Miss Deborah's a gangster.
Yeah. But listen, but you see how I sound different. If I hit your mother, you really got a problem even thinking about that. You already said she would never. But if by you saying y'all going to do something to my daddy, like y'all going to just give him some of that pussy, like he ain't going to take it?
Yeah, he's going to take it, and he's going to catch out. He's
not going to
love it.
No, he's not going to do that.
He is.
I'm a pimp by blood, not relation.
I'm a pimp by blood.
Hilarious.
Nah.
This is hilarious, man.
not my father.
It's going down.
But I got a question, though. Listen. So our topic tonight was going to be what's a man weakness. So let's talk about it a little bit. Let's talk about it. What is a man weakness?
Good pussy.
Not over here.
Now. That was my top one.
That's just one. But it could be his kids. It could be you could say a certain thing. You know, with certain men. Like, you'll fuck with a dude, you know what he don't and what he like and what he don't like. You know how to push a nigga's buttons.
How about this? How you know?
Huh?
How you know?
Because I push a nigga's buttons every day.
No, I'm saying, how you know what a man's weakness is?
I'm just saying, I done seen a nigga act weak over some coochie. Well, then you go. Are you going to tell us your weaknesses?
Your perception of it.
Are you going to tell us your weaknesses? It was just a question, so I thought I would answer it. I don't believe that you're going to get up here and tell us your weakness. So I'm only here to assume.
Good point.
So
I like what's y'all weakness, and be. I'm here for it. Barry, go ahead and tell them what it is. Weakness? Yeah, go ahead, Barry. Tell them what it is. What is it? Being fucking broke.
Okay.
That's a fear. That's not a weakness.
That's it.
That's a fear.
That's a fucking weakness. Fuck what you talking about. You ever been broke?
I have.
Beyond a fear. That bitch reality.
That's reality, like a motherfucker.
Yeah, shit. Hey, look, I was broke so tomorrow.
That's why I love tomorrow.
I said I was broke tomorrow.
See, everybody got different kind of broke.
What's your weakness? Talk about it.
I got this.
All right, I'm waiting.
Are we talking about weakness in general or for women or in relationship?
Well, let's talk about your weakness in a relationship. Okay.
Okay,
so you can't come on here asking them questions right
now. No, I'm gonna tell you.
Let's talk about in a relationship.
I'm gonna tell you. Like crying, like when they cry, it don't matter. And you know that's one. But
you
know,
you my
What? Go ahead.
RC, you my partner. Yeah. You a big sucker, man.
No, look.
That's some big nigga shit. See, big niggas, little niggas don't even be on that. What you crying for?
Look.
Yeah, I said, look.
He said, shut up.
Let me tell you something.
He didn't say
I say all that.
Some lashes, I ain't got...
I say all that. What you crying? Oh, you crying? Oh, now you gonna cry on me? But really
it's the
though,
way you say it. Listen. Y'all big niggas can't say shit. How little niggas say it. Y'all can't.
Because you's a little nigga.
Some big niggas can't say shit with aggression. Some niggas better say that shit with some motherfucking with some poison. They boy.
I got a question.
Okay, go ahead.
Go ahead. No, go ahead, finish. Then I got a good question.
Okay,
and
so
I'm gonna get real toxic with this question.
I got to get this out because women, they know what they're doing when they do this, okay? And it's out of pocket and it's not fair. And that is arguing with your shirt off. If you like, when women, you can't.
What?
Like you ever
what?
Like? Yeah.
Like.
Like you be arguing with, yeah, like, because they'll be like, come here, I want to talk to you. And you come in the room and they're sitting there with their shirt off trying to, and they're trying to like tell you about something.
But all you can see is titties. What the fuck?
Like,
where is this going?
That's out of pocket. That's not fair. That's a weakness.
Oh, the titties is the weakness. I hear you. Okay.
That situation is a weakness.
No, but listen. But ain't like it's some new titties. It's some titties you seen when you wasn't going through something.
Oh, let me
listen.
Let me tell you, titties are titties.
I don't fuck about them titties. What them goddamn titties up, man? I don't fuck about them titties.
Fuck about them titties. I've been seeing them titties all month. I got some new titties to see.
But you can't be like, you can't be like, well, I told you I was going to pay it. I'm going to pay it next week. I told your ass I was going to, and you're staring
you
at titties.
Just had this argument.
No.
Way you said, I told you I'm going to pay you next week.
Is that true?
Had me convinced
no,
that argument happened this morning or Tawana, something.
I can't stand you. You're my sister. And you know too much. Now look,
I don't know nothing,
and you don't know enough.
I know that's right.
But anyway, that's my two weaknesses.
Hey,
arguing with your shirt off.
That's sad. I wish it was church's chicken.
I just had some church's chicken.
If it was church's,
hey, now a fried pork chop will get me.
I had church's chicken.
Yeah.
Yeah, we got church. I just had some this morning.
Because listen, you can,
and an oxtail.
Man, you can see titties anywhere. You can't get a good pork chop.
Man,
show the fuck can't get a good pork chop.
But when you're arguing, it's different.
Pork chop, that'll be something different.
You know what I used to do when I used to argue with?
Oh yeah. Listen. One thing we didn't do. Hey yo, they all the way from Seattle too, Washington.
Oh yeah, so we all the way from Seattle. Washington.
206, baby.
206, baby.
Central District in the South End.
Columbia, South Carolina.
City to the South End. City to the South
End. That's what they love. Got Seattle, Washington. And South Carolina, 803.
Dope.
Come on. But
listen. Mm-hmm. So I got a question. I got a question for the, because we got two different size men. We got the big man. We got the smaller guy. So let's talk about sex drive.
Sex drive.
Let me get real toxic right. Don't y'all play. Don't y'all play answers. Now let's talk about sex drive. From a big guy to a small guy. How? What's the difference between like when a girl is riding you? What's the difference? If you a bigger guy, what is that experience like?
You gotta lift that. You gotta ride him like a. You gotta lift that stomach up. You gotta put that stomach. But I'd rather fuck a big nigga. That skinny nigga, when he fuck you, that little bone is sticking you on the side. I'm good.
Oh God, yes.
Okay. You got to get like on that motherfucker. And push that stomach up. And
yes, I like a bigger too.
Yeah.
Okay,
you know,
answer the question.
What
y'all getting scared for? Y'all
been
looking stupid. Y'all scared to answer the question.
I mean,
y'all
don't.
Answer for, y'all been answering. Y'all answering for.
Come on, let's talk about it.
Do you guys prefer bigger?
And you know the bad part about it? Listen. It's so bad how they talk about niggas when we not around.
Oh man,
they don't even know each other. Listen. Y'all got the same
mindset. Come on.
They're doing it right now.
So what do you guys prefer? Do you guys prefer bigger or skinny women?
I like them thick. You know what I'm saying? Yeah.
You like them thick?
Yeah.
Who get the best head?
What's up, B?
Oh, big girls.
Big girls get the best head. They
because they eat. They like to eat, so they make more saliva.
Oh, is that what it is?
Okay.
I like that fan on. That fan be making my mouth dry.
Oh, he asking somebody if he can answer. Is,
I got to get the right to this. So, can I answer this question?
What?
Ooh.
What was the question?
I'm going to answer everything. I stay in the doghouse.
Ooh. What do you prefer? What do you prefer, bigger or skinny women?
Yeah, what's up, Barry?
I don't have no preference. It got to do it if they turn you on in the chemistry.
Y'all gonna start a fire.
You gonna give me that
skinny bitch gonna start a fire.
You gonna give me that intellectual shit?
Nah, I'm a FHP.
A skinny girl riding you. How is that for you? A skinny girl having sex. How is that? Is it a difference between the bigger girl and the skinnier girl?
Yeah, the big girl, you got to do work.
You got to do work with the big girl?
Yeah.
Why?
You got to flip that big bitch over and all kind of shit. You try to hit that bitch from the back.
Okay, so
you got to work with this bitch. Listen. Hey, you got to damn near wrestle.
So, with the skinny girl, she just getting up on there and you just.
She loves me. Yeah, my age. I mean, my weight.
See, shit, y'all going to start a fire skinny
shit. Around all day. Them thick girls, you got to work with them. It's like a tussle.
It depends.
Then
they see how strong you are. They be like, oh, you strong, huh? Yup.
I'm about to say, you need to take your ass to the gym because you ain't got to work that hard if you can lift something.
And if she's really about it, she already got that shit tuned up anyway.
Hey, but listen.
Okay, face down, ass up.
There we go.
Okay.
There we go.
Hey, listen. That's gonna give it to the nigga like 15 minutes though. Y'all ain't gonna treat you like an animal, like a dog.
No, it's more work.
Just face down, ass up. We about to dance in that motherfucker.
It's more work when the girl is thicker. It's more work, from the back. All of that is more work when a girl is thicker.
I mean, because you can do the same position with a small girl that you can do with a thick girl.
But she doing most of the work. She throwing that thing back. She's throwing that thing back, man.
Nah, I'm speaking from experience.
Shit. Listen, my big ass can move around, baby.
From the back, y'all know she's doing more work because she's throwing it back, right?
Right.
A lot of y'all lazy.
I ain't shit. When I'm trying to get where I need to get.
Let's talk about.
We get on that. We get on that 1738. Or your drink or preference, and we know we about to fuck. Listen, we already got it in our mind. We gonna fuck.
So,
that shit y'all playing with? I'm going to do every position. Might not get a chance to fuck with you. Every position.
Wait, are you talking about the big girl or the small girl?
Both of them.
Oh, okay.
Both of them.
Like, I like them this, I like them that. So, when I look at them, it's like, who going, like, is this, you could be not nasty. The big chick might be the freak.
Right.
The big chick might be the freak. You might be boring.
Right.
And guess what?
I'm saying from experience.
That'd be the one night stand.
I'm saying from experience.
I'm gonna say the experience. My experience. Thicker women is a little nastier.
Okay.
I agree.
What about you, babe? Thicker women a little nastier.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Definitely. Yeah.
He said most definitely.
Y'all niggas like to eat.
I concur.
Y'all niggas like to eat. Y'all be down there eating pussy for 2 days. Y'all niggas don't come up for no air.
And sometimes I'm gonna tell you, I don't need my pussy ate all like that.
You don't like it that much?
I mean, you ain't gotta do all that with me.
Sometimes it's too much.
You don't like that shit.
No, you ain't gotta do all that with me.
Sometimes it's too much. I'm telling you, because I know somebody, he works wonders with his mouth, right? But it's just, I'm like, oh no, stop.
It's too much of a good thing.
Listen, I got the most excellent question. Don't happen to me, but I just want to know. Why y'all think that y'all gonna let somebody give y'all fellatio and he ain't gonna get no Pinocchio?
Who's doing that?
I don't need you to talk like a man.
It's Pinocchio because he grows.
How can y'all go and hang out with a nigga, right? The nigga eat the pussy.
Right.
And you don't let him fuck. Pinocchio.
I didn't ask you to eat the pussy. I didn't ask you to. You decided to do that on your own.
And for me.
I get a choice whether I want to throw it back or not.
Yeah, well, that's true too. But if you down there eating it, what are we here for?
Exactly.
I mean, what are we here for?
What do you mean?
Like, if I'm going with you somewhere and we end up, we're in a sexual position,
uh-huh.
okay, why are we not? This is how it starts. So at the end.
So that's foreplay for you.
Yeah.
So
you gonna hit it.
Tell you, them thick chicks. See, y'all gonna go ahead. It's going down. The pretty bitches, they're gonna be over the time. I ain't ask you to eat my pussy.
I ain't ask you to do that.
Bitch, you know what the fuck.
I'm saying what be the problem is, you shouldn't even be somewhere if you ain't giving it up.
And I'm gonna be done.
I mean, I don't want to come like that.
All right, hold on one second. To the both of you ladies right here, hold on one second. So you're telling me that okay, so if a guy goes down on you, right? And is everything, it's all it's supposed to be. You're telling me that you would get up and pull your pants up and be like, go out, okay, and just be done with it?
No, I'm not. Because why would I be there
right now somewhere in America?
If I'm not fucking, what am I here for?
Okay, wait a minute. Okay, so now
like, what am I? If I'm not okay. fucking, what did so, I come
so
here
you're,
for?
So you're going now, Coach B. So are you?
One for the thick chick.
No, because she said she's out after that. She's like, thank you, sir, and she's gone.
Winning.
Listen to this. I'm going to say this. I'm not a big fan of that, right? I'm not a big fan because you ain't got to do all that on me. I want you to do the most of me. I'm a different type of freak. That right there, I don't need all that. But what I'm saying is if you choose to do that and I might come and then yes, I will get up. I'm good.
Oh, but I feel what you're saying with that because, yeah, don't keep because if I come from that, I don't want to touch me. I'm good.
If you asking a question, I'll tell you. I really feel like some guys like they think like that's all that to you.
Yeah, I think so too.
I really think they do.
But you know, when the man really enjoys it, that makes it really better. Like if this is something that you enjoy, most definitely, let's do it. You know.
Right.
But y'all, I done had a guy like do that to me for like almost an hour, and at the end of that, I'm done.
Get the fuck up, pussy gone. I threw it out the window. I don't even got it no more, nigga.
I threw it away.
Pussy gone.
You didn't come too long. It's just too much. Your best moves with your mouth.
Yes.
But listen, so this is somebody trying to get some.
I don't know what was he trying to do, but he tried his best moves with his mouth.
But I'm saying, so you had never gave him none, though.
Never.
Right? Oh.
You tried your best moves with your mouth, and it was a no for
me. A whole hour?
Way too motherfucking long. Nigga, get up for air. And yeah, I gotta go.
Yeah, he was,
That's way too long.
That's too long. Pussy gone.
All his best moves.
Pussy gone.
Listen, before you get on a flight, you got to have your confirmation number. And I'm getting my confirmation number. I'm just not going there and standing by.
I'm telling you.
Eating a whole mouth full of fur. Oh, no.
He said he's
getting
confirmation number.
Listen, you know how mad I'd be with myself first? I'd have sat down and ate some pussy for 45. You mean to tell me, ain't no way I could have convinced this bitch to eat up with the fucker?
Wait, you been down there eating for a whole hour.
Fried the most.
A whole. You mean to tell my daughter eating a whole? I'm down there eating so munching for a whole hour, and I ain't thought about nothing to get me up there. Man, you crazy?
Hey, you know,
you blocking the move?
Hey, you know what's crazy about though? Hey, that dude really think he got your head right then. He's like, yeah, I got her. Yeah, like.
No, you got me finna up, nigga. That's what you got.
At some point now, I'm faking it. At some point, I'm faking it.
Yeah, that's not it.
I'm going to tell you to get up. And you know what you know what else I don't like? Don't sweat and it drop on me. Like, get the fuck
yes,
up.
Girl, yes.
Bitch, that's nasty.
That's some fat niggas fucking.
Don't.
That's
nice.
Don't talk to me.
Hey, you talking about me?
How big you said it? Oh. Oh.
No, don't do that.
All that.
And you know what? And contrary to popular belief, I don't sweat. So, no, that's not me.
Okay,
that's not
he
me.
Said, I do not sweat. that's why we got this air conditioner.
Okay. Make her do all the work.
Look. I'm telling you, that sweat shit, it's. And you know what else? Don't spit in my coochie. Are you stupid? Are you dumb? But I got to go.
But listen, I'm gonna tell you something too. Dick chicks can't take no dick though. A lot of them can't take no dick.
I don't know who that is.
Okay.
Wait, because the show ain't me.
Man, listen,
but
I'm just speaking facts.
I'm sorry. Wait, what? I'm sorry.
Hey, Dr. Yaya, am I right or wrong?
I'm done. Well, anyway,
are you talking about me?
A lot of thick chicks can't take no job.
A lot of skinny niggas can't fuck shit.
Oh, they really can't. They
doing
can't.
All that. Listen,
really
I'm like, where are you? What's
and
going
they
on?
They tried too hard.
Yeah.
Hey, and the
big
that,
nigga
hey,
gonna get, put that motion in that ocean.
Get the best head.
What? Wait, I didn't hear that word.
Chicks that wear wigs and chicks that wear wigs and weaves give the best head.
Well, that's all the hoes anyway.
That ain't that ain't nothing but handlebars.
I'm just saying, chicks that they have natural hair, like they ain't good as y'all that wear wigs and the weaves. You know what I'm saying?
Man, if it's that good, I'm gonna take it off.
That's what I'm trying to tell you. I'm snatching wigs off. I'm a wig snatcher in the bedroom. Okay. I'm snatching wigs off. I have snatched the wigs off.
I don't even know what to do.
Listen, man.
That's how I switch my wig.
No, you crazy. Okay. Once you tell them, listen.
Don't touch my hair.
I'm going to tell y'all, man, something. Once y'all take the wig off, she's going to give you the best head ever because she's going to be comfortable. Because she's been trying to fake it.
See, you about to get a man slap. Now you about to get a man slap.
Man, you crazy. Tell her to calm down. Calm down. Chill out.
Calm down.
Chill out. Chill out. Just chill out. Once he, listen, because in your mind, you're going to get him the best head ever because you're going to hope he gets your head up. Like, you think you're working on something.
You think you're working on something. Wi-Fi like, popping like, over see, here. I'm going to start coming over here more often.
You see how I look under here? You see how I look under here? I need some help.
I'm too through. Not with the help.
Yeah, you are stupid.
You are crazy.
Hey, look, I got a question. I got a question for the ladies. Can I ask the ladies a question real quick?
Why, oh, by all means.
Come on, man. You too nice, man.
Yeah, I am.
Hey, Palmer. Hey, Palmer, hey, can I ask the ladies a question?
Yeah.
Go ahead, RC.
Yeah, that's
why we love the big niggas. They sweet.
That's that Seattle charm. You have to. You
come got, on now, and then they going to dig in your look, purse.
It's like Novocaine. Just give it a minute. It'll work.
Okay. Give it a minute.
He's so cool. He hella cool.
Until he take your phone and cash app him all the money in it.
Exactly.
That's what they do.
Give me the keys to the Regal, bitch.
Okay.
All right, so look.
Thought that nigga was nice, see?
Hey, so for the ladies, have you ever had a man fake an orgasm with you?
Can you? No. Not that I know of.
No.
No?
But I mean,
how do we know that they're faking?
True that.
Have you ever had a
don't you got a bus one?
Have you ever had a man fake an orgasm?
Don't you have to come? I mean, don't we see you come? So how do we know that they're faking?
How? Look, it depends where it's at when he's coming.
Come, ain't it?
Wow. So
I like to see it. I want to see it.
Okay, so
it. Okay.
All the fucking time.
Yeah.
All right.
When so, I'm gonna
tell you what it is for real. When them niggas go to that.
Look, that nigga choking on his own rays. Look.
Hey, when them niggas go to the
to
the gas station.
Oh, they get them pills. They get them pills.
And they got them pills. They get them pills. You crazy? You think a nigga be fucking you 4 or 5 hours and he be nothing?
No.
I believe it.
I believe that nigga spit on your back.
Orgasm.
I believe it.
Yeah, he spit on your back.
My next question.
The first one was cool, and maybe the last one cool, but
nah, them pills be having them niggas up. Like, don't come fuck with me with them pills. And the niggas in Seattle will take a Viagra on your ass, too. They'll pop a Viagra and a perk. All
right.
Okay, bitch, get off me. I'm trying to go to bed.
Bitch, hang your purse on my dick. I'm leaving.
Okay.
Hey, listen, I got a question though.
All right.
Why y'all dudes over there so defensive behind y'all women?
What do you mean by defensive? Wait. Hold on, I'm about to answer this question. This nigga talking some real shit.
What? I'm just saying, so if you heard the question, why you gonna answer the question like you ain't, like you said, I heard that you heard the question. Why y'all so sensitive over y'all women? Y'all the niggas over there fight over a woman and shooting. That's what I'm telling you. I know y'all have been over there.
No,
y'all niggas real shit the attitude.
Look, okay. Now, you know, every story about a man killing the whole house over some pussy has been down south. It's been like that. There's a lot of pimping going on up here, but
these niggas don't care for them hoes that much up here. Now,
I will tell you this, and this ain't cool, but I'm gonna tell you though, like a woman might get beat up a little bit by some of these niggas.
It might shake the shit out of you.
But since it is,
them niggas, listen, the niggas gonna be on that player shit, but they gonna beat that bitch up when she get home. That bitch, no, not the fucking, listen, them bitches. I'm telling you, I be talking to them bitches over there in Seattle. Them bitches is mean.
Them bitches be hoes.
Hey, hold up. What was your experience?
Them bitches, yeah, they be hoes.
They be hoes. Did you go to Burrow?
What was your experience? Like, why over there? Like, did somebody get at you about their girl?
Hey, nigga, I ain't. Say it again.
Did somebody beat your ass about that girl? No,
I just said get at you. I didn't say that.
Your ass get at you. Hey, what's in that bag, player? Hey,
you better learn the lingo. Whoa. Learn the lingo. Get at you mean like, yeah, y'all got in the conversation.
What happened? What happened? I'll explain it. I'll explain it to you.
Yeah, explain what he said.
No. Let me explain.
No, what happened with you?
What happened,
Barry,
with you? Like, why you would ask that question?
Why the fuck do we care?
Because you asked the question. See, you were saying.
A little asshole. That's what niggas' problem is right now. Y'all submit and fuck that. Be mad.
Nah.
I'm mad now. I'm defending you. What?
Yeah, you seem to be mad now. But all he's asking is was there an incident?
Yeah, I just want to know what happened.
You're saying why y'all do
I never had no incident. I never had an incident. But I go to a lot of cities, and the cities where it's colder at, that's how y'all don't women heart be cold. Y'all get 60 degrees. They half naked.
Hell yeah.
So they protect. They not nice. Y'all bitches ain't gonna just speak to a motherfucker like
because
that.
Because these bitches be hoes. They be trying to get their bread.
Exactly. Yeah, whatever they own. And then a lot of them bitches up there own drugs.
A lot of bitches everywhere is on drugs.
Yeah, that's anywhere.
That's anywhere.
Not like there. Not like there. I'm talking about the prettiest bitch be like, yo, I'm gonna go party. I be like, bitch.
Oh, she gonna party. She gonna go to the bathroom. She gonna party.
Listen, I'm trying to. Yeah, you need to listen to the lingo. So when you go to Hollywood, you're going to ask you to party. Hey, Brooke, you want to party? You like
that?
Hey, check this out, Barry. Look. Just for that bullshit you just pulled talking about, we be sensitive about our bitches. I'm going to let these guys tag team your ass. I'll be right back, nigga.
Oh yeah, and then we have another special guest coming upstairs.
I'll be right back. I gotta go downstairs and get him. Look, that nigga Barry looked at me like, nigga, what?
Okay, and RC will be back.
Y'all bait niggas always run. Y'all bet niggas always run. Y'all always leave us little Johnsons over here to handle everything. Y'all go ahead.
I'll be right
back. I know you got to take a Gatorade break.
Can you hear?
I'm coming down right now.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, we good.
Ask him, do we got some food?
You got some food?
Bitch is hungry. I don't know. I should have ate. So, okay. So, Coach B, I have a question for you. Do you fuck with men who are not circumcised? Does it matter to you? It's a no for me.
It's a no for me, and it does matter. I'm big on that. And I ask that question. I'm a talker. And I ask a lot of questions, and that's a question that I ask. It's a no for me.
It's a no for me, too.
I'm not doing it.
Have you ever? I'm not either. Have you ever? Have they ever tried to trick you? Like hold the skin, pull it back. Like if you ain't got a mushroom top.
Yes. and you tried it one time, baby, and I checked it out, and it was a no.
I'm not doing all that. It's too much work. I got to hold the skin. Tie a rubber band on that bitch. Tie a rubber band on that hoe.
But listen, we got to hold the skin. It is taking longer to get hard.
Can we change the subject?
I got y'all pointing up. Can we change the subject?
No. Not King Toxic want to change the subject.
Mm-mm-mm. Okay.
This is toxic table. Y'all got help the man out with it. That's probably the same nigga. That's the same nigga driving the truck. You know them niggas ain't faithful. That's the same
the truck
niggas
driver,
driving truck
shit.
And paying all hey, and paying like a truck all the driver. Bills. That's the only thing he asked you to do. That's all he asked you to do is just help a little bit.
I'm not helping you. Okay, I got a question for you. So, is you letting the nigga spit in your mouth or not?
It depends on what nigga it is.
Okay, right.
It depends on what nigga it is. I'm real intimate though.
Okay.
You know, I gotta be real intimate with you if we doing all that. You know, I'm a Virgo, I'm nasty, so
I'm really nasty.
It can really get
you, but I love it.
Yeah. You ain't peeing on me or nothing, but I mean, if you pee on my feet in the shower, maybe.
Yes, okay.
But yeah, if I gotta really fuck with you like that for you to spit in my mouth, but you know, not to say I ain't never happened.
Okay,
not to say it ain't happening right now.
Didn't I tell y'all? Hey, listen. One second. Big girls, two. Little girls, pretty bitches, half. Y'all get a half of that.
I'm dead.
You got a little motherfucker spit in your mouth. If your pussy so garbage, you can just spit all in your pussy too.
No, please. You spit my shit, I'll punch you in the mouth. Juicy fruit.
You see I can go on.
That's because my mouth is so juicy.
But you ain't playing with them.
Okay.
You're not playing with them. I love you. You ain't playing with them.
I ain't really here to play no games. I'm not all to play no games at all. Really not. Okay.
Right. We're going all the way in
because for me, if I'm fucking with you. I'm fucking with you.
So, what do you prefer? Do you prefer a big nigga or a small nigga?
I prefer big niggas. I'm a chubby chaser. I'm a chubby chaser.
So, does it matter if they're big or small, or does that don't matter as long as they know what to do? I'm talking about penis now.
Oh no! I'm gonna say this because
y'all,
could you shut up, shit?
Listen. Why don't y'all talk about something else like that?
This is the questions. Come on, you're grown. You can have these kind of conversations.
Listen. Y'all even grown and y'all can.
What's that food?
Y'all niggas.
Oh yeah.
Well, it's really that I got another girl on here that you know can follow me up and can hang with me. I like her.
Come have a seat, T.
You wanna?
I like her.
You wanna get in? There's cups right there. Oh, it's on the side. Where's the cups at? Oh, the cups are over here too. Sorry, my fat ass got hungry. So What is these? I never had these.
What's up? Did you guys miss me? Hey, man, Barry, man, you cold, bro. That's okay, though. Well, I'm going to get you. Are you coming back up here to Broom?
All right, so look. To answer your question, Coach B, it really depends. If you know what you're doing, you know what you're doing. You know what I'm saying? But, and then, like I told you, I'm intimate. So, if I'm really fucking with you, like, you know what I'm saying? Because an ugly nigga could turn cute nigga in 2 days. You feel what I mean? So, his shit could have been small 2 days ago. But then I start liking that nigga. It done swelled up on a bitch.
Wow.
Right.
Hey, the one comedian, you know, Rodney Perry?
Mm-hmm.
He says he's in my dick's hella big to bitches that like me.
Yeah.
That shit went viral.
We forgetting all of that. Yeah.
Are you gonna give him
a
mic?
Mm-hmm. Give him that one.
But you don't have one. Oh.
Why you got quiet, B?
Huh?
Why you got quiet? What's up?
No, I was thinking.
This is gonna be crazy, but give me your
headphones. I was thinking. I was thinking.
Do I get my white ones?
Y'all niggas. Yeah, food. I'm thinking I'm gonna, I need to get some food.
Just put them on.
Hungry? I told you you should have brought
them. Fucking
donut. All right, y'all. Sorry for the chaotic.
Man, this is what we do.
Shit
man.
Going on. What was y'all talking about, Coach B?
Man, look.
We need to change that whole subject.
It's
all good. We cutting that shit out on our shit.
We was just trying to figure out, you know, do she like dick?
Do I like big dick or small dick?
And oh,
I
shit. Said, that's where y'all went when yeah, I left? Yeah, holy
like.
Crap.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. I just wanted to know what she like.
And I'm saying, like I said, like Barry said, nigga, if the bitch like you. If the bitch like you, nigga, I told you, nigga, I could not like you one day, and then 2 days later, your shit done swole up on me. Because now I like you. You know what I'm saying? You know what I'm saying? I'm going to put that little dick in my mouth.
We're not even going to give women those two chances like that. I don't know. If a woman got some bad pussy, I ain't about to wait 2 days for that bitch and hope her
what is considered bad pussy?
Like from a pumpkin to...
Yeah, what's considered bad pussy? How do you know what's bad?
Yeah, what's bad pussy?
What does that look like?
It's not what it looks like.
It's what it feel like.
No snapback?
No. Everybody been to McDonald's, right?
Right.
Everybody been to McDonald's. Everybody is intrigued by the golden arches. They got a playground out there. Get your burger fast. And it smell good when you coming in.
But you got to pay for it.
You got to pay for everything.
You got to pay for everything. Ain't nothing
you can
free.
Go ahead and pay for it. But you could go pay for that McDonald's burger because what about that burger across the street that say Burger King?
I only like Whoppers.
Wait a minute.
Exactly. You've been losing me the whole goddamn show with these metaphors.
I thought we were talking about bad pussy. This is talking about burgers.
That's what I'm saying. How you going
to... But you lost me on this one. Bring it back into it.
Okay. How you got bad pussy? You got to have more than one burger in your life. You just can't just have McDonald's. McDonald's get the best motherfucking pussy in the world.
How do you call a girl pussy bad?
Because it ain't well taken care of.
Exactly.
It's loose. It ain't no snapback. That's the only way around it, man. All the McDonald's and cheeseburgers.
Okay.
Look. So let's introduce our guest right here. This is T Hill right here.
How y'all doing?
So say hello. This Coach B.
Game 365.
Game 365. This is also one of my sponsors. So shout out to Game 365, and you'll be seeing more merch.
Okay. So bad pussy.
back to McDonald's.
Hey, look, you know what bad pussy is?
Up with 10 bitches, so how they know what bad pussy is?
I'll tell you what. what'd you say?
The average nigga in the fucking world ain't fucking up with nothing but 10 bitches in their whole life. I'm talking about niggas. Look, hear me out. Not every nigga, but a good percentage of the world.
Uh-huh.
Because a lot of niggas don't know how to approach women.
Okay.
So, and they like, a lot of them be in relationships. So I give them 10 to... Maybe 15.
Okay.
Sometimes for women.
But some men know a lot of bitches.
Niggas. Hey, look. Barry.
Where y'all at?
Next question.
What state y'all live?
you didn't say what bad pussy was.
No, that nigga's.
He's beating around the bush, ain't he?
That's that weed down there.
I'm gonna tell you what bad pussy is like for real. Like that, like
talk some a little bit.
Like if her backseat smell like motor oil, that's some bad pussy.
If like, her sit down here,
yeah.
Hey, that last week, tell her your sit down here. Mm-mm.
Now, but I'll tell you what good pussy is though. If she makes you home fries and not hash browns, nigga, you keep her.
Oh, that's called umi gumi. That's what my daddy called.
Real talk.
If she
give you a Capri Sun, because you know, if she give you a Capri Sun, that's the baddest bitch in the world. You need to keep her.
I'm making you homemade lemonade.
Why?
Because that belonged to her kids.
That belonged to her kids.
And she gave it to you.
I'm gonna tell you like good.
I already know. That's what it is. Yeah, bad pussy
I'll
is
good as
if
hell
she
like
got
keeping it.
If she got tools on the floor of her back seat in her car, that's bad pussy. You don't want that.
Why? Because she can change the tire?
No, because she gonna ask you for the money to fix that car every fucking time it breaks down. Real talk. See, look, that's
the car.
That's bad pussy. Let me tell you something. If you shelling out money, that pussy ain't never gonna get good.
It gotta be, if you paying for it like that consistently, it gotta be good to you.
See, that's what I'm saying, though. It's a disguise. That car,
it's a preference.
Yeah, mm-hmm. I'm gonna go back to McDonald's right here. You don't keep going to a restaurant you don't like.
And come on, because they got them arches. McDonald's arching it up. McDonald's arching it up, right, babe?
Hey, When you go to In-N-Out, versus McDonald's, that means you got quality of your burgers. That's all. You would have let me finish the burger store.
I like mine animal style. In-N-Out
versus McDonald's.
I dig that.
And I would have thought McDonald's was the best burger. I would have thought this chick had the best pussy if I wouldn't have went and found better pussy.
Okay. You
got
to go 15 times
to McDonald's. Because you got to understand, a lot of people ain't fucking outside their area code.
Well, yeah, I mean, you're going to fuck where you at. I mean, unless you a jet setter.
I'm just saying, I'm talking about men in general. A lot of men not fucking outside their area code.
That's true. A lot of them know each other. That's when you get back. That's actually Barry. That's when you get back to how niggas be acting about their bitches. Because, like, for example, Seattle's small. You know what I'm saying? And sometimes, you know, a girl or a man that you know is safe, but they might still be with somebody else. Hey.
You don't want nobody to knock your bitch.
To knock your bitch.
I mean, you knock a bitch for a reason, right? I mean, definitely.
You know what I mean? Knock your bitch. I mean, you can't, like, if we go together, you can't even look a nigga in the eyes when you go to the West Coast. If I get out the car, you need to look down at the ground.
Coach B is not feeling none of that.
That's a 304. That ain't.
I'm telling you, that's
different, bro. I'm telling you, you're mixing up. You got the wrong dictionary.
That's a knock, bitch, though. If you getting what you need to get out of her, then she needs to be. She needs to know what kind of shoes you wearing.
Man, all right, man. Somebody knocked your bitch, man, because you keep talking about, man. You came up here and got your bitch knocked. Knock, knock.
You got to sit back by yourself. You went back on the plane by yourself?
What happened?
Y'all ain't going to never worry about hearing no stories like that. The only way I come back by myself and the bitch came with me, I sent the bitch back.
I know that's right.
You feel what I'm saying?
Talk to him, Uncle Barry. I'm done.
I am the president.
Hey, look, for the first time, I think, since I've been watching you guys' podcast, Coach B is speechless.
Oh, speechless today.
She ain't said nothing.
I'm a little lost. What is happening?
I thought it was just me.
She don't understand. She really don't understand the slang for real.
Oh, okay.
So you get like, your bitch knocked. That
for
means
for real, she really don't
another
understand
man took
slang.
Your like, bitch.
Really.
Okay.
Next topic. What y'all talking about?
We're talking about
Coach B, you got another question?
Change the channel, Coach B.
Oh, I can.
Y'all want me to change the channel? Go ahead, baby.
Okay. All right. Tawana B got the mic.
Hey, listen. I tell you what, can we wrap this up? Because it's late over here.
Oh, okay. Yeah. Yeah, for sure.
Okay, we can wrap it up. But we're still,
it's early over here. We're just getting started.
So if you want to wrap it up, we can wrap it up.
What?
How you want to do? Oh, okay. That's what he's asking.
What was your question?
We got like...
No, y'all can ask the last question. I'm just saying.
I ain't got no question.
We got more time.
I know we do. I ain't got no question. Shit. This nigga want to wrap it up. Wrap that shit up. So I'm going to say... Oh,
what just happened?
No.
We got,
I was just going to start doing what I do.
Go ahead. We got 10 minutes.
Do your thing. Go.
Okay,
go
ahead. So anyway, you know, I was strolling.
She was strolling.
I was strolling through Instagram, and I seen, you know, what's her name? Tasha or whatever. Anyway, so Tasha done called, hold on, you know I'm ghetto. I'm going to give y'all the tea, some news you can use, okay? So, Tasha K. Tasha K done called Wack 100's girlfriend. And she's exposing him, saying that he's zesty and likes three fingers in his butt. Okay.
Yo,
Chris. Okay. Now, the question is, would you ever expose a man for his freaky dicky ways?
I guess that's Coach.
That's a question.
That's Coach B's court.
She don't even know who. She don't know who Wack 100 is.
Okay, I don't know who none of those people are. Right, none of them. That's the first thing, but.
That's why I came with a question. Would you expose somebody for their freaky dicky ways? Would you ever get that upset that you would go, you know, explain what goes on in the bedroom to embarrass him?
No. She said no.
No, I don't. No, I no. I ain't gotta do all that.
You want some?
That's why a cat can't be doing getting down like that, because females, they get mad. They ain't no telling.
Yeah, because females live off an emotion. Look.
Dang, that's cold though. When like
you
I mean,
do it,
he paid my grandma's rent. He paid my grandma's rent.
Hey, Tawana, would you do that?
No, because I did some nasty shit, too.
Nigga?
No, because I did some nasty
shit,
too.
Right, I was about to say, because I'm nasty, too. So
I'm a good old nasty bitch. I ain't telling nobody.
Wow.
I'm pissing on the bitch.
Pass the cup. You want to put it in there?
I'm R. Kelly. I got to have something over here.
Okay. Yeah, but because, you know, women do get upset and want to do all that, but I'm not doing all that because there's some shit you could say about me, and I ain't willing to get out. I'm telling you, bitches gotta stop letting niggas record them. Because I'm gonna tell you, I got recorded this one time, and I lost my phone in a Walgreens, nigga, on 23rd, dog.
Damn, you might be on Pornhub,
nigga. They better see my chick, nigga. There, look, because I was putting in work. but listen, nigga. Holy but shit. Did it fall?
No, I mean, everything's good.
So look, but I'm telling you, the nigga who had my phone bribed me.
Whoa, he went through it?
Yeah, so the nigga bribed me, and I went on a date with him so I could get my phone. But then when I went on a date, I feel like this nigga's leg was longer than the other or something.
What?
This nigga was like.
Hey, you fucked him?
No, I didn't. I'm trying to get my fucking phone, dog. I got that phone back. I snatched it right out of his hand and ran down the street.
Hey, look, that nigga had uneven legs. She had to fuck him on a hill.
He was on an incline. But I'm telling you, I got that phone back, though.
You guys, nigga, you gonna give me my phone back? I'll take a therapeutic shoe. I don't give a fuck.
Exactly, nigga.
What state y'all in?
We're in South Carolina.
Yeah.
Oh boy.
We gonna have to come down there.
Hey, shout out to y'all, man, and shout out for even like, I mean, this whole thing is pretty dope. Like I said before, man.
Y'all are amazing. I love y'all.
No, we love y'all too.
To get these people and stuff. Listen. Y'all got to get these people a whole dictionary when we drop this shit.
Oh, yeah.
You know,
we'll put it at the bottom.
Yeah, I didn't realize that, like, we the had slang that
y'all
you guys did.
You got to put out the Seattle slang.
Yeah, that's next episode. But, yeah, it was most definitely great. And you know, Uncle Barry, I'm going to say shout out to you. You done slide up here all the way to Seattle, man. We popped it at Uncle Frank's house.
Yeah, that was dope.
RC rode around, showed you the drop top, man. Sure. It was great. You know, we had a barbecue. I was too drunk
Uncle
to eat barbecue.
Barry, I like it.
That's Uncle Barry.
I'm gonna start calling you that.
Uncle Barry. And I'm gonna tell you one thing about Uncle Barry.
That's
Barry,
his new name.
Uncle Barry gonna call you up early in the morning. That's what I call him, Uncle Barry.
Oh, that's him. Everybody knows he does it.
He gonna call you early.
He's gonna call you all times of the night.
Yes, Uncle Barry. Is you down there partying?
Uncle Barry.
Uncle Barry gonna
Uncle
call
Barry,
you.
I love it.
And look, I'll be right up with him too. Hello? Is it me you're looking for?
Hey, look, you guys, before we get out of here, we really want to know every single place that people can find the Toxic Table. Every single place. Where are you guys at?
Where you guys look? Where you at?
We on YouTube. Okay. We on Facebook.
Put it out there.
So Facebook where?
Instagram.
On Blacklist, TikTok, what? We want to know. We want to know the name.
It's Toxic Table with three X's, y'all.
Okay, Toxic Table.
X-I-C
Table.
On all platforms.
So y'all want you guys to go out and check them guys out on, like I said, on all platforms. Toxic Table. It was great. I enjoyed myself.
Hold on.
What?
Where can they find you? Miss Controversy Queen.
They can find me. You can find me on Instagram at @I_heard_that. You can find me at you can find me on Facebook, Tawana Buchanan. You can find me at your baby daddy house.
Oh boy.
Come on. What you doing at their baby daddy house?
You know what she doing.
Reaching.
Got my hand, put it in my hand so I can understand.
Hey, so who won? Who won? Big girls or the
Who won? Which I think I won.
He said the big girls are the what?
I know. Listen,
unless she got her nipple.
Big girls won, so we loving the thick girls tonight.
Yeah, y'all got the snack. Look.
I'm telling you, because that bitch be hungry. Because, listen, you fuck the shit out of me, I'm going to go down there and fry you some shrimp and grits.
You know what I'm saying? Home fries.
Oh, yeah.
And Capri Sun.
You fucking me, I'm going to sleep. So, yeah,
she's
going
to
win.
I'm
going to
wake up.
I told you that was lazy.
If that nigga say he's hungry, I'm getting up. If the nigga say he's hungry, I'm getting up. If you put in that work.
She ain't even thinking for later. She ain't even got you nothing in the refrigerator for later.
I got a sandwich. I got a pre-sandwich made, a salad, all kinds of shit. I'm prepping. I'm doing the dinner. I'm doing preps. Okay, I'm grocery shopping for all the houses, all the niggas. They got. Somehow I don't even know what's. But it's at the niggas' house.
Excuse me.
You're taking me out to dinner.
Hold on. Let me call my chick. Hold on. Hey, excuse me. Yeah, I'm on the way. You want something from the store?
Exactly.
I've been in about 20 minutes.
Exactly.
Hey, yo. So, on that note, on the behalf of the Toxic Table, make sure you guys check out these guys' podcast because it's crazy. These guys be talking hella shit, and they're hella nosy, and they're going to get the fucking information out of you one way or another. Believe me. I seen it myself. And also, check out I Heard That on all platforms. We're all on all platforms.
We're on all platforms.
Spelled just the way you hear it with the three X's on Toxic Table. And I Heard That just like you hear it. The Sideshow also.
Check the Sideshow out.
With the C, not a S, T-H-E-C-I-D-E.
We should do that
right now. All right, we good. We good. I like this. So, on that note, I think we can get up out of here. Thank you guys so much for linking up with us. You know, we got it together.
Thank you guys for having us. We appreciate y'all.
Hey, we call this right here episode the best of both worlds.
The best of both worlds. Nice. Nigga, like R. Kelly and Jay-Z, mate.
Hey, and shout out to your producer. Yes. Shout out to your producer.
To your engineer.
Yeah, your engineer.
Producer.
Yes,
shout out to LB for working out the kids.
Yes.
I hope you come back. I hope you're getting them numbers together because we got to hit tomorrow, Jack.
We'll see y'all really, really soon.
Yeah, we gonna link because I'm gonna cut. Yeah, let's get toxic, baby. And you know, like I always say around this time, fuck being up next. We up now.
We up right now.
P-I-A-N. Shout out to Pancup.
Right. We coming to y'all city. So
oh, for sure.
Toxic in person.
All right, on that note,
y'all
peace
have
and carrots.
Amazing evening.
All right. Take
y'all have a good
out.
Night.
Recording stopped.